Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, I just really began thinking.
Kind of as a courtroom?
Well, just kind of as a whole. You know, you look at like just the amount of movies and just really began to just think about that, you know, some of the TV shows. There's a lot that just you can think about. The different TV shows as far as like the different, you know, the People's Court or Public's Court or past blockbuster hits. And a lot of people can kind of walk through that as far as the people that make up a courtroom, and a lot of people understand the different happenings of, you know, what transpires, what goes on mm-hmm. in a courtroom. And I really began to think about, you know, that moment when somebody's called to approach the bench, mm-hmm. to be a witness. And I really began to thinking about the fact that, you know, that wasn't the first time that they heard their name when somebody said, okay, you know, Mrs. Smith, you know, if you could approach the bench as a witness. Uh-huh. It's like they knew that day was coming.
Mm-hmm.
They had taken the time with their lawyer, their attorney, and they spent the time to say, okay, what am I going to say? How am I going to say it? What am I not going to say? When they asked the question, okay, hey, take a second, how you deliver it, the speech. But I thought about it, and it's just like when they get brought to that place, when they get brought to that specific stand, they're being brought to the high place. You know, whether it's the state, whether it's the county, the federal, the Supreme Court, it's that high place in that specific land. And I began to think about, okay, they go, they walk up, and they get up from their seat, who's ever addressing them, they go to sit down, but then they have to say something before they begin fielding questions, and they have to say an oath. And the person that talks to them, they say, okay, do you promise to basically tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God. Now, I haven't seen a specific courtroom in the last few years, so I don't know if that's still being said, but I know at one time it was being said. And it really began to think about the things that Jesus says. And I began to think about, well, that sounds a lot like the different analogies and different representations of what Jesus says who we are to be. Mm-hmm. And you can read about it in John 15. He talks about the counselor. He talks about the Holy Spirit. And he says, when the counselor comes, whom I'm going to send to you, this is Jesus talking, he says, the Spirit of truth. And I just really began to ponder on the fact that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. He says, he will testify about me, and you must also testify. And I was like, okay, because we've been with Jesus. And he was talking to the disciples at the time that the disciples have been with Jesus from the beginning. And it's just like, you know, we're called to be witnesses. And it's just like when we're brought to those high places, and I think about like those different places that we're brought to or where Jesus establishes or brings us to, I think about just like when we're brought before parents, everything about a child or, you know, if they're in a family that does not know the Lord, but they themselves have made a decision to ask Jesus, Jesus has established them as a witness to their family.
Mm-hmm.
Or you think about the fact that God has given you the blessings of a job in the workplace because he's called you to be a witness to your boss, to your coworkers, to your customers in that place. Or you think about, you know, if you're called to be where you are, where God has placed you to be a witness to your neighbors, just like wherever we are, we're called to be a witness. Because he says is that on my account, you'll be brought before governors and kings as a witness to them. And then I just began to thinking about it. It's just like, well, if a witness was spending time with their attorney or their lawyer that they had like talked about what they were going to say. And it's just like, a lot of times you can begin to think about like, well, what am I going to say? If I'm a witness, how do I know what to say? And it's like, we've talked about many times before. And it's just like, Jesus said, he's going to give us the words to say. That's why we abide. Because if Jesus says that I'm going to send you the counselor, the Spirit of truth, he says, if you abide in me, I'll abide in you. If you spend time with me, you know, we were talking about earlier, it's just like hearing kids minister to their neighbors. And it's just like, I had scriptures in me I didn't even know of, because it's God. And that's exactly what it says in the word. It just says, but when they arrest you, if that's, you know, you, different situations when they're brought, and you can look at the book of Acts, but he talks about the fact that don't worry about what you're going to say or how to say it. At that time, you're going to be given what to say, for it won't be you speaking, but it'll be the Spirit of the Father speaking through you. And I just really was just encouraged in that, and just reminded about the truth of, like, it's God that's going to give us those words to say where he's established us, where he's brought us. But Jesus knew that day was coming. He told us that that day was coming. And it just says, you know, Jesus even reminds us, he says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you're going to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And, you know, you're talking about in one of the previous segments, it's just like, what can we do? What are we going to do in that moment, in the life that we're given, in the brevity of this life? What can we say to the world? If we do know this Jesus, what are we saying? And that's the huge thing. It's like, if we're testifying, you might not know that you have a testimony. You know, if Jesus Christ has done a work in your life, if he's moved in your life, if he's changed you and done a miracle, you might not know. It's just like, sharing what Jesus has done impacts people, because they might not know the Jesus that you know. And that's a huge testimony. And it's just, a lot of times people are believing that lie of just like, well, you know, I only know a few things of what Jesus has done. And it's just like, the word says so specifically how important it is. The devil knows how important it is, because it says that devil's going to be overcome by our testimony. It says that we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus, and the word of our testimony. And it really just began, I just seeing so many of those moments of how powerful it is when it says that the disciples were the witnesses. And when they did testify, how powerful it was. And it says, I mean, there were those that were so convicted when they heard that Spirit of truth, when they heard that true witness. Peter and John had gotten arrested at that time, when you read in the book of Acts, and there were some people that went before them and actually arrested them. And they said, they called Peter and John in, and they commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. And that's how powerful that testimony is. And this is what Peter and John said. They said, judge for yourselves whether it is right in God's sight to obey you rather than God. For we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and what we've heard. They were testifying. They were being a witness where God had brought them. And I just really began to think about how powerful it is. You know, we've said it from time to time. You know, go to meet my Father. Read about those testimonies. Read about those that were testifying about who Jesus is and what Jesus has done in your life. And it's like, if you do know this Jesus, and you're kind of at a loss of just like, well, what am I going to say? It's just like, that's why we abide. That's those moments of spending time, knowing the fact that there's going to be that day. That day is going to come when Jesus is going to say, Bob, I need you to approach the bench. Sally, I need you to stand up and address the court. Address your coworker, share them with your neighbor. It's just like, that's the power. It's just like, we are to be his witnesses. And it's just like, if you want to be a witness for Jesus, I encourage you, because this is that greatest moment that God is raising up a people to be his witnesses to the ends of the world, to the ends of the earth, and all the nations. And it's so exciting.
That's why the baptism of the Holy Spirit is so important. I mean, he says, you know, you'll receive power.
Yeah.
When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, right, comes on you, and you will be my witnesses, you know? And that's the whole thing, from Jerusalem, Judea, you know, to the other Samaria, other most parts of the earth. And so, you know, you start witnessing where you're at, but oftentimes, you know, if there is no witness, you know, you witness of what you experience. And I think a lot of times, that's why the Bible tells us to examine ourselves if we're still in the faith. I mean, if your testimony and your witness is of something that occurred 30 years ago, you know, and that's it, you need to have a witness. You need to have a continual witness. Your testimony is ever expanding. We always talk about a salvation testimony. It needs to be what my life was before, a clear, definitive moment of what happened that caused me in my life to come to Jesus. And then after a period of time, you can see, you know, what my life was after. That is a witness. But when we testify and we give witness, like you're saying, mm-hmm. we're giving an account. We're giving a personal account of what Jesus did for me. And oftentimes a person with an argument is always at the mercy of someone with an experience. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you can, that's great. But let me tell you what happened to me.
Right,
you know,
right.
I was blind and now I see. You know, this was my life before and this is my life now. And that's the true joy that we're able to tell people, like you're saying, that we interact with and come with what God has done for us. And I've seen people sometimes try to get away from their testimony and it's like, hey, you know.
There's power.
Don't forget where you came
from. Don't forget what you came from. And don't forget the miracle of what God did, because if what God did for you, he can do for sure for somebody else.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.